This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there's a big golf tournament going on in Philadelphia, and they're having a lot of trouble getting that in at the Aronimink Golf Club because of the rain. Let me go to our Philadelphia reporter right now. Deborah Norville keeps an eye on things.
Of course she does, our Philadelphia reporter.
Our personal...
Did you see my eyes just pop out of my head? Holy crap, I don't know a thing about Philadelphia.
Or golf.
Or golf, for that matter. Although I'm very good at putt-putt, but I don't think
there
that's what they're playing.
That's it, huh? Checking in on the big show, a two-time Emmy winner and host of Inside Edition, where the ratings are better than ever, our friend Deborah Norville.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Tonight is the start of season 31, correct?
Correct, yeah. We are grateful that we made it to 31, because anybody who's listening, whoever watched this show, we thank you. You're the reason we get to still do what we do, and we love it. Thank you very much.
Well, there's so much to cover and much going on.
It should be, smokes.
Should be pretty easy to put together a show tonight, right?
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny. I was talking with my producer a couple of minutes ago before I was calling into you, and he said, I can't even tell you everything that we're doing on the show today because you won't have time on the radio to tell the people. So he would only tell me some of the stuff that we're working on.
You need to do two shows in one tonight.
I know, or talk really fast. Remember that old commercial where the guy,
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get to the actual lineup, did you see any of the highlights of the Paul McCartney concert that he put on?
Can I tell you what? My friend was there.
What?
He was taking the train. I am so, and all of us are so angry at her because she didn't call us. So I should actually correct myself and say my former friend was there. She's about to get on the train to come to Connecticut. And she puts all these pictures. She didn't even wait and do... She waited until Sunday. Like, she wanted to really have some distance before she bragged to the world been at the Paul McCartney. You just raised my blood pressure about 30 points.
Does your friend know what you do for a living?
Yes.
You do an entertainment show?
Yes. Like I said, she's my former friend. And yeah. I hope she's listening. And you know who you are.
Yikes.
You hope she knows who she is.
Fallon. Well, she knows exactly who she is.
Meryl Streep got to go. Amy Schumer was there. John Bon Jovi showed
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And don't you think they called those people and told them?
Oh, yeah.
They were just passing through. Does anybody think that Meryl Streep takes the train?
Right. No. just hopping on the latest.
I'm just on the Metro North here, going to pop up to the country. No.
Well, I don't know. You probably weren't up late enough to see it. I was not. But Jimmy Fallon had Mr. McCartney on the show
the night before, Thursday night,
and they did some incredible stunts. They did this one bit where at the NBC building there, where they do the show from, they would get tourists that were going up and down
doing
on the
a
elevator.
Tour. They were doing a tour of the building.
And, oh my God! And McCartney jumps in.
Well, what happens is when they stop on this floor, there's Jimmy Fallon doing different things. The doors open up, and they see Jimmy Fallon. They go, oh, my God.
Well, they were playing ping pong at one point, and Jimmy hits a shot and goes, oh, get the ball. And then in walks Paul with the ball, and they keep playing ping pong.
People flip.
They were reading newspapers and sitting in chairs right outside the door. So Jimmy lowers his paper, and they all freak out, and then Paul lowers his, and they really freak out.
That's awesome.
You're from North Dakota, and you're taking the big tour, and there's McCartney looking at you.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about that moment at the Oscars when Jimmy Kimmel was hosting, and they had the tour bus come in, and the dude proposed
on stage
to his girlfriend, and like she got the sunglasses from, I don't know, Jennifer Aniston or somebody. The whole thing was just this surreal moment. So, like they say, only in New York, right?
Yeah.
Deborah Norville is on tonight, season premiere of Inside Edition. Go.
Yes.
Go. Well, New York won Miss America. Not sure what that means anymore.
Yes. What? It was on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
but
God.
Since we're in New York, I thought I'd just mention that.
Thank
but no,
you.
We have a story. We actually were down in Philly for part of this one. There are these, I won't use the word gangs because that's not what they are. There are organizations where their reason for existence is to get in their very loud, souped up cars with very fat tires and just kind of create mayhem wherever they go. They call them events. Have you ever seen them?
It's horrifying, isn't it?
It's so scary. And so we wanted to see, why aren't they getting tickets? We were at, I think, 3 or possibly 4 of these events. We had a lot of footage from other ones, but we personally witnessed 3 or 4 of them. Not once did we see a cop give a ticket. And
they can't catch them.
How ironic is this? We've got someone on the show that could qualify.
Oh, stop.
To be in that group, Patty.
Stop. No, I am not. I don't cause mayhem. I do travel a little rapidly, but that's about
well,
it.
Well, that's one thing. But another, I mean, they spun their tires so vigorously, I guess, is the
squealing out.
You couldn't see through the smoke.
Yeah.
There was so much
burning
black
rubber.
Smoke. One guy blew his tire. He was really excited about that. He thought that was great. So we're looking at that. Later in the week, though, we actually have the story on television that we think Meghan Markle would enjoy watching. There's been so many stories, and I feel so badly for her. All this stuff about her crazy father and her nutcase. I shouldn't say that, okay?
It's a nutcase. Go ahead.
The father's side of the family is, you know, you
wacky.
Can't shoot your relatives, right?
Yeah.
The mother has been very quiet, and she was so elegant, and to me it was very sad when I was in England covering the wedding to see her so alone in the church, but so dignified and so obviously proud of her daughter. So we have gone back through the genealogy of Dora Raglan, Meghan Markle's mother, to see where her family comes from. And it is a fascinating view of this woman's family history. We went as far back as 4 great-grandfathers,
wow.
or great-grandparents, I should say, and it is fascinating. Among the relatives, yes, she is descended from slaves. Her last name comes from the farm on which her family lived in Georgia. We spoke with relatives in Georgia. The coolest thing that I take away from this is she has a forebear who was a player in the Negro Baseball League.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
How cool is that?
Very
so that's
cool.
on Wednesday. It really is the story that Meghan Markle would enjoy seeing because it's just a nice look at where she comes from, and that's what all of us as Americans have in common. We all came from someplace else, and in this case, we're able to help her know where that was for her.
She is Deborah Norville. She will be on TV tonight, CBS 2, 7 p.m., Inside Edition. Congratulations on season 31.
And to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
And see talk you. Fast.
Okay, we will.
Bye, Deborah.
Good tip. Bye, guys.
8:19. Such a delight.
She's great.
You know what I forgot
so
to
much
tell
fun.
Her? I wanted her to work. I wanted to tell her producer to do that EGOT story.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just went to number 15.
Yep, they sure did.
They got 15 of these living, I'm not sure they're all living, people in the acting or singing business that have got EGOTs, which are the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
Right.
And last night, John Legend joined the club.
Yeah. Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
And John Legend ties for youngest at the age
of
39.
I just got to tell him Petty that a minute ago. I bet he's the youngest, but it's just a tie, right?
Tied. Yeah.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber goes in there. I can understand him. John Legend won because we had to look it up. I couldn't figure out why he won an Oscar. He won an Oscar for the music in that movie. What was that movie? Where they row in a boat. Remember that one?
Oh, Jaws.
No, Glory. Remember Glory?
Yes.
He did the music for that. Did a song that was in there.
Wow.
So he got an Oscar for that. So he's in
very
there.
Cool.
I bet he's happy.
Yes.
I got the EGOT.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.